Blog Talk Radio.
Involved have decided that they don't want to contact each other. That's when it's all the way over. Unfortunately, sometimes when that decision has been made by both parties, there is a child involved. Oh. So even though I ain't got no words for this chick, I don't like her face, body, her smell, her aura, her energy, nothing. I want to be away from her, but I can't be away from her. You know why? Because we got a child together, and we going to be together forever, 21 years at least. We going to be together, shedding tears. And I drink beers to help me try to forget this thing that we got. And I wish that somebody would have shot me with a true serum in the pills, and I wouldn't have knocked your ass, but I will say this. I'm happy for my child. I said, thanks for my child. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Well, this your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Today on, or should I say tonight? Well, it's still day. They like Jamestown and all that. On the Daily Go Get a Vision show, we are talking about good thing we didn't have kids together. How many times have you walked away from a relationship saying that? Oh, my God. You may not have only walked away from a relationship saying that. The judge may have said that to you when you walked away from court. There are plenty of people who get married at a young age, definitely at childbearing ages for a woman, that don't have children. You know, they got married, may have been together for years, but never had any children. Now, there could be multiple reasons about why they didn't have any children. They may have had complications having children. Maybe the woman had some types of problems related to childbirth. Her reproductive system may have been a little out of whack, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe the man was shooting off blanks, like, yo, his sperms were swimming kind of funny. They couldn't make the egg, baby. We got to get to the egg, baby. Nonetheless, that may have been the biggest blessing in disguise. Sometimes when you break up with somebody, you know, you feel some kind of way about it. You know, real trash. Sometimes you feel like I didn't get what I came there for. I hear women say all the time that I feel like all of these years that I spent with this man were wasted, especially if y'all don't get married. I've only heard women say that. I've never heard, you know what? I'm about to say something though. Recently, I have heard that a woman wasted a man's time in a relationship, and I was shocked to hear a man saying this. And it was some dude talking about Michael B. Jordan and what's her name? Lori Harvey. You know, cats is, yeah, niggas really showing their ass over the terminated relationship of these two people. Like, I don't understand. I really don't get it. But I read some man say that, you know, this woman wasted his time for a year and a half. And I was like, you can't waste a man's time for a year and a half. I don't think it can be done, honestly. How do you waste a man's time in a year and a half? Niggas go to jail. They go to rehab. They start jobs at the entry level. You can't waste a man's time in a year and a half. And when I read the way he felt about the whole situation, I was thinking to myself, like, really, the man should be happy because of two things. Number one, she said no. He proposed to her. She said no. She wasn't ready. That level of honesty coming from a woman sounds like a good look to me. I don't care how many dudes in Hollywood that she wants to bed down. I don't care. She did that man a favor. She didn't mess up his money by marrying him. She didn't, and they didn't have kids together. So there are no ties that will make them have to come together, see each other, visit each other, be together, co-parent together. There's none of that. So I got to thinking about me and you and everybody else that I know and that you may know. Like, yo, how many times have you walked away from a relationship saying, dang, it's a good thing I didn't have no kids with such and such? Because you knew they weren't good for you. You knew that that relationship was toxic. You knew that that would have just exacerbated the situation, made it worse. And it would have made everything more and more extreme. It wasn't a good look. So you're saving grace, even though your heart may have been broken, even though your whole perspective of life, love, and relationships was totally rearranged, changed, and not in no good way. But at least, if you were ready and willing to walk away from the relationship, you could do it without having to go to court, without having to haggle over money, without having to decide who gets as much time as they want to without having to deal with the other family, the in-laws and all of that. Speaking of in-laws, are your baby dad or your baby mom's family, your in-laws, even if y'all never got married? No, they just like the uncle, aunt, and grandmother of your kids. Is that how it go? Let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking. I want to know. You know, but really, a child is the greatest blessing that the world has ever seen. In all areas of nature, we must reproduce. We must do it. But it seems like only in the human world do births and deaths cause so many problems. In nature, animals understand that they must prolong their species. Every few months or however it goes, those animals go in the heat. They mate. They have children. They prepare their children to go out into the wild to be able to take care of themselves. And they know the hazards that their children will get into. They know that their children will either die of sickness, old age, or they will be eaten by another animal. They get it. Human beings don't get it. Our births have all of these other things associated with it. Laws, rules, feelings, all of that. Maybe animals have feelings. We don't know. We don't know if they have feelings as far as their offspring is concerned. We don't know. We know that they will sometimes put their own lives on the line in order to protect their young. We know that. But we don't know how they feel about their offspring mating with other offspring. People care about that, and we definitely do. So how many relationships have you walked away from saying, like, yo, we practice unprotected sex. We did not practice safe sex or protected sex. We was raw dogging it for years. But for some reason, I never got pregnant. He never got me pregnant, whatever the case may be. You had an abortion on the low. You knew that there was some static in this relationship. Maybe you got pregnant, caught it early, did what you felt like you needed to do. He was none the wiser. You kept him out of your safe space for like 3 weeks while you healed up. It's been known to be done. Yeah. Yeah, plenty of couples go 3 weeks without having sex. Plenty. Even couples that have sex on a regular basis. Some things can get in the way. You may have conveniently set it up to be able to happen that way. Or you had an abortion. You were still kind of bleeding. You had sex with him anyway and said that you don't know what's going on, blah, 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 blah. That happens too. I'm not supposed to know that that happens, but it does. It definitely does happen. You know what I mean? You had the abortion last weekend. You were supposed to wait two more weekends at least. You ain't have no more lies to tell him. You had to give him some of the muddy bloody on this weekend. I mean, it happens. So how many times have you walked away from a relationship saying, man, if I would have had kids with him, or if I would have had kids with her, oh my God. Maybe you know that the person was already jealous and possessive, and that would have just been a good reason for them to turn it up. Now, not only is he trying to keep you from seeing anybody else, but he's trying to keep you from seeing anybody else and your child from being exposed to that too. Don't have no niggas around my kids. 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 It's gonna be a problem. Yes, it is. I said don't have no niggas around my kids. Don't have my niggas around my kids. Don't have no niggas around. Don't women say it too. Don't have none of bitches around my kids. Don't have no bitches around my kids. Don't have no bitches around my kids. Bitches, the nasty ass bitches that you hang with, they better not do my daughter's hair. If she come back with her shit all twisted, it's gonna be a problem, nigga. It's gonna be a problem, nigga. Don't have them bitches around my kids. Don't have them bitches around my kids. I don't like them chicks that you mess with. And don't have them bitches around my kids. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you would have been having to deal with that. And there's somebody out there dealing with that right now. Right now, brother. Right now, sister. That's not to say that the person that you did have children with, that you're totally happy with that. But more than likely, if you've dated, like you may have had children by two men, three men, four men, it doesn't matter. That don't mean you only had four boyfriends in your life. You might have escaped death with the other six guys that you messed around with. Or more. Way more. Whatever the case may be. You might have been a little hottie and a thotty. Hottie and a thotty. Hottie and a thotty. Hottie and a thotty. Well, it's your body. You hottie and a thotty. I can't tell you what to do with your body. Can't nobody tell you what to do with your own twat. That's the twat that you got, and you use it a lot. So what am I to say about how you use? But I'm glad you had no children with your ass. You abuse a lot of things that's going on with yourself, and you are bad for a nigga's health and wealth. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. We are talking about good thing we didn't have kids together. Joe, good thing we didn't have kids together, baby. It was going to be, it was going down. It was about to be nasty. What's going on? My big sis, Robin Ming, here to do what thinks she's something like a queen for a king. To her, I sing and she carry right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your side, Carol Chamberlain. My friend, me, Favorita, it's always a great thing to see ya. What's going on, y'all? Good thing we didn't have no kids together. Lord. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I can say that about a few. And sometimes it can be on the flip side, because sometimes you might be thinking, yo, I wish I would have had kids by such and such. And they can be for good reasons, or they can be from toxic reasons. You might be thinking, like, I've heard dudes say that they wish they had kids by, you know, some chick, blah, 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 blah. That way they would always have a reason to be around, go around, hang around, whatever. Maintain a small bit of control. I've heard them say it. And I've known dudes who got chicks pregnant on purpose. What up, Emily Dunlap in the house? I said it, Emily. Yeah, plenty of dudes have gotten chicks pregnant on purpose. And plenty of chicks have gotten pregnant on purpose. It kills me when people be like, don't no woman trap no man with no baby. Yo, if you don't go somewhere with that, yes, they do. Somebody doing it out there right now for various reasons. It's not even always about money. It's not. I'm going to be honest. Most times it's not about the money. Most times I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm out on a limb. I'm having a baby with him. And you again, baby, Anyway, I'll just say this. Like I said, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think that most times when chicks trap a man with a baby, it's not about the money. She want that nigga in her life. Like, you ain't going nowhere. I'm going to make sure you got to come around here at least once a month. Drop off the money. And you can come through, spend the night too if you want to. It may not stay like that, but that may have been the motivation in the first place. I don't know about y'all, but I've seen even more ratchet shit. A man and a woman together, he go out and have a baby by another chick, but didn't have a baby by his main chick. So what did his main chick do? You got to give me a baby now too. Yeah. How you going to give her a baby? You ain't give me no baby. I need a baby now. I got to make this make sense. How am I going to explain to my mom, my sisters, my brothers, everybody on my side of the family that you got a baby by somebody else and I'm still with you and I don't have no baby? I got to at least be able to say that I got a baby by you, so I got to stay with you even though you got another baby. Y'all don't know the people I know? That's okay. That's okay. Carol Chamberlain says, that's a dangerous game to play. Yep. And it's getting played right now. Somebody is reaping the consequences. Is suffering the consequences of that right now. Right now. Right now. It goes down. But in all of our personal lives, I know, shoot. I know. Man, I've had chicks tell me, like, I'm going to have your baby. And I'm like, yo, you bugging. Like, years later, I'm thinking, like, what was you thinking? At least she warned me. And trust me, I heeded the warning. I didn't have Ayana until I was 35. And I was all the way 35, so, you know. And honestly, I don't know how much longer time would have went on had she not been born in 2006. No. It was what it was. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. All with all of the women before my baby mom. I mean, there were some close calls. There were some near misses. It could have been the whole story could have been different. But I was able to cleanly walk away from all those relationships. And even though I say clean, it wasn't all that clean. It was cleanish. It was cleanish. It wasn't that clean. You know what I mean? Just because you don't have kids doesn't mean that you're going to have a clean break from somebody that you're dealing with. It don't mean that at all. But at least there won't be a paternity or a maternity issue. There won't be a custody issue. There won't be any child support hearings, depositions, what do they call it? Moderation. There won't be none of that. Yeah. There won't be none of that. Good thing we didn't have kids together. How many ladies have dealt with a man, excuse me, have dealt with a man that you know didn't even take care of his own kids? How many of y'all have dealt with a man and you watching his behavior with his own kids? He don't take care of his own kids. He got every excuse for why he don't take care of his kids. How come he don't go see his kids? How come he doesn't have any contact with his kids? How come he hasn't seen his kids in years? And some women go ahead and go right on ahead and have a baby with that dude. Now, does that mean that he's not going to take care of his new kid? Or your kids or whatever? Doesn't necessarily mean that. But do you want to take the shot? You want to take that chance? Go ahead. Be my guest. And dudes do it too. I've known girls. I've known women that had like five or six kids, but they only had custody of one or two. Like, they only had custody of the last two or maybe the last one. Now, some of them had drug problems. Some of them had what I would consider to be some emotional or mental problems. Some of them was just bad-ass moms. And I guess the baby father saw that. And they went and got their child. Like, nah, you not, no. So you got a child. You got four kids down south. And you got one newborn. And it's funny because in that situation, they will claim that they are such a good mother. You know, I love my baby so much. You got five kids. You only got custody of the last one. And incidentally, the last one, the baby father is not in the picture. Ain't nothing, y'all don't see nothing wrong with that picture? I do. And I did. Something is up when a mother does not have custody of her children, because it's not easy for a man to get custody of his children. There's so much red tape. He has to do so much in order to prove that he is a better fit to raise his children than the mother is. Courts don't like to take children away from the mother. That, like, it ain't going down like that. So when it happens, you can best believe that this joint ain't the, she is, yo, you got a live wire there. Carol said, talking about Lori Harvey and Michael B. Williams. She was honest and saved them both trouble in the end. That's what I say. Plus, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? T. Carrie Wright says, no in-laws without marriage. All right. Gotta stop calling her my mom. You ever had a situation like that? You break up with somebody, you still have a good relationship with their mom. You like their mom, but you don't like them. Like, yo, I don't know who you raised, but that, yeah. You good, though. I think I'm going to still, you know, buy you Christmas presents or some shit like that. But I don't want nothing to do with your offspring. She sucks. Robbie Mink says, everything happens for a reason. It's not meant for you to have kids with some people. That's right. Because you'll date way more people than you actually have kids by. Imagine if you had a child by everybody you ever dated. Think about it. In your teens and 20s, yo, that would be nasty, wouldn't it? That would be ugly. That would be ugly. That would be ugly. It would have been ugly for me. Rob also says, you could have been a hottie and a thotty, but some of us use birth control so we don't get pregnant just to have, exactly. Well, that's a smart thing to do. You would think, yeah, that's a smart thing to do. If you know that, you know, your pants come off, they come unzipped and go down to, you know, off your ankles real fast and easy, then you need to take steps to protect yourself. Because if not, you wind up getting pregnant by the boy you met at the club, at the carnival, at Dave and Buster's, at the clam bar, J.B. Winchell's back in the day. I'm getting old school with y'all. You know what I mean? At the library. I ain't talking about the free library. I'm talking about the club, the library. Back in the day, Incense, no, what was it called? Don't worry about it. You'll date way more than the amount of children that you had. And, you know, but you know, if you're a little wild child, you got to take steps to protect yourself. I mean, shoot, we grew up in the, I know I grew up in the AIDS era. It was a life or death situation. You had to play straight or die. Carol Shameless says, some are so trifling, they'll go outside of the relationship and have a baby. Believe me, I've seen it happen. That's a secret baby. Said to be yours, but it ain't. That's just the hook to keep you from getting away. That's the hook. Just to get back at the man. Oh. The warning signs, are there some, the warning signs are there. Some choose to ignore the signs. Listen, love makes you do some weird things. But when love makes you have a baby with somebody, like I said, it's the greatest gift known to the world. But in the human world, man, there's a lot of static involved with it. There are a lot of problems involved with it. It ain't always a good look. Sometimes it's a straight up, very terrible look. Cabble, baby. Cabble. Terrible look. But these are the things that we go through. You know, being glad. And it can, if you're a very emotional person, you may feel bad about feeling good about not having a baby with somebody or being able to feel that way. Feel like it's a good thing we didn't have kids together. You know, I've heard people lament over that. Like we didn't have kids together, and I feel good about that, even though that's messed up to feel that way. I'm like, well, how is it messed up to feel that way? Sometimes, man, we break up with people, and we don't even know why we want to break up with them, or we break up with them because we know we need to, but we don't really want to. We don't really want to all the time. So for some people, that baby that keeps you there, that keeps you in the game, that keeps you relevant. It's sad, you know? It's sad, especially when you see a situation where the children are being used in order to gain some type of control in a relationship. Like, yeah, I know me and you ain't together no more, but we need these back-to-school clothes. But you got to come over here and deliver the back to school clothes. And I don't get off of work until midnight. So you got to come at 12:30. No, don't try dropping the clothes off in the daytime when I'm not home and when the kids are up. Drop them off at 12:30 a.m. when all of the kids are asleep and it's just me up and ready with nothing but a little nightgown on, with no panties on. That's when you should drop the school clothes off and the money. That's the best time. It's safe then. And if you're tired and you just need to spend the night, well, I don't hate you enough to not put you up for a night or the weekend, whatever. Carol Chamberlain says, but is it really love or just lust? When it's just lust when you care about the sex. It's love when you care about the person. It's easy to get that mixed up. But when you want the person, it's love. When you want the sex, it's lust. Now, what happens when you can't tell the difference? Like, yeah, I want the person, but I be wanting them to do it to me all the time. I want them around, though. I like talking to them, too. I like the way they feel, smell, and all of that kind of stuff, but I really like it when they be doing it to me. But I don't be wanting them to go, even if we stop doing it. There's love in there somewhere. It ain't all the way lust. If you have a baby with somebody over lust, and people do it all the time, but you in a terrible position. It's a wrap for you. Cal says, My first marriage kicked rocks, but my children were the best thing to happen from that marriage. Of course. But what if you weren't married, Carol? What if you weren't married? What if you and your ex-husband had kids before y'all got married? Or never got married and just had children? It happens. It ain't like it don't happen every day. You know? You could have been caught up in that, though. Everybody don't get married. Everybody don't have kids by the person that they get married to. Sometimes they have children, plenty of time, most times in our community, you know, there are a lot of kids born out of wedlock. So, and you still have to take that into consideration. Kids have value whether they come from two-parent families or not. But when you have to deal with somebody that you don't want to deal with, you don't want to see them, smell them, hear them, talk to them, know that they are around. You don't want to feel their energy. You don't want to smell their cologne or their perfume. But you got a baby by them or baby with them or two. You are totally through with them, but you got two with them. You're totally through with them, but you got two with them. Totally through with them, but you got two by them. Bad situation. Y'all ain't seen this in a while, right? Order the court. Listen, Mr. McIntyre, I order you to not only pay a certain amount every month, but I order you to pay attention too. How much for my check? A whole lot, Mr. McIntyre. Why? Why so much, Judge? Because you know you shouldn't have been out there tricking. I ain't never tricked in my life. Tricking, sticking, whatever, eating chicken. You got to pay because you make a grade. You make a wage because you got to pay. You make a wage because you got to pay. You got to pay because you make a wage. You got to pay because you make a wage. You got to pay because you make a wage. Yeah, I'm going to put you in the cage if you don't pay the money. If you don't pay the money, we going to lock your black ass away, take away your driver's license, you know, and you don't have nowhere to go. You going to Uber your way through this child support case. Robbie Mink says the child is the one who suffers. A lot of times, yeah. Cal says, that's the setup. Either way, my children are my life's blessing. You got to pay to play. Oh, hey, that's what they say. That's what they say. Listen, for what it's worth, I've never, you know, child support has never been an issue with me and my daughter's mother. Thank God. Because I know. For me, taking me to court is like calling the cops on me. Taking me to court, because you ain't got to make me give my child or provide for my child. You ain't got to make me do nothing. You ain't got to do that. I'll be like, listen, whatever you, I got you. We're going to take care of this. School trips, back to school, Christmas, Easter, whatever. You just saw some shit on TV. You want it. All you got to do is ask. I'll offer even if you don't ask. My baby's so crazy, she be refusing money. Did she refuse every? I was like, what the hell? What the hell's wrong with you? Yo, it's weird. So if you take me to court, I know you just greedy. But you can best believe we won't be friends after that. I would never make my daughter suffer. But me and you... We ain't doing that. So thank God that has not been my story. And I sure don't want it to be. So I will be kept counting my blessings for that. One blessing, a two blessing, a three blessing. I love the kids. But that's the thing. Even when we know that we're in a really bad position with somebody that we've had kids with, we feel the obligation. We feel the obligation to look fondly up on the situation because of our children. And sometimes it's like, you know how you say something without saying it? I mean, because are you wrong for wishing that you didn't have kids by somebody? Because it seems like one of those things that people are afraid to say. It's like a superstition. But you ain't going to tell me that nobody feels that way. Like, yo, I'm thankful for my kids, but I wish I didn't have them by him. Or I wish I didn't have them by her. I see people so reluctant and hesitant to say that. And I get it. But trust me, you're not going to hell because of that. Your children are not going to get hurt and killed because of that. We got to stop this superstitious shit. Like, listen, I love you, but as soon as you start looking, acting, and being like the other parent, I can't stand it. Yeah, I can't stand it. I didn't say I can't stand you. Yes, I can stand you, but damn, where you come from, that side of the family you come from, man, if it was up to me, I would take me a pink, one of those big, fat rectangular pink erasers that we used to use in school, and I would erase them right from the equation. Get them out of here. Yeah, I love you, but I wish I didn't have you by them. You don't like it? I understand. No, I didn't say I wish I never had you. You know, our kids always, you know, they get all crazy. Oh, I was a mistake. Why would you tell a child that they were a mistake? I ain't mean to tell you. I didn't say you were a mistake. I said you were a condom break. You were a hypnotic baby. You know, that light blue or teal cognac. Too much hypnotic. The legs flew open. The belly grew. And here you are. Barely knew the nigga. How am I going to be happy I had a baby by a nigga I didn't even know? I didn't know him. Your mama was a hoe. And so was your daddy. Now we got to try to find a way for you not to be one. What? Parents can't feel that way? Man. Cal says, no, you feel guilty saying that it's true. Every woman is not a mother like every man is not a father. True. Carol also says, meant you shouldn't feel guilty. Okay. There's a difference, Omar. I'm just saying. Sheesh. We got to get out of here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Teresa Williams. Happy birthday to you, and also Melissa Johnson. Happy birthday, and Thomas Crawford turning 52 years old today, and you know what? I'm going to have to throw them on. There we go. Machado Katia, turning 42 years old today, and also Jamaica Breeson, turning 50 years old today, and Isabella Martinez, happy birthday to you, and also Shakisha Monk, turning 33 years old today, and Lynette Matarus, happy birthday to you. And Joanne Taylor turning 64 years old today. And Phoenix L. Banner turning 52 years old today. And last but not least, brother, I went to middle school with, Al Hooper. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you ain't got to be all happy about you ain't have no children by somebody. And you ain't got to be all happy about the children that you have with somebody if you know that the people that you had children by wasn't shit. They ain't there. They don't take care of their kids. You always have to make up excuses and reasons of how come they ain't there. And you might be part of the reason that they ain't there. But nonetheless, it's not a good situation. So sometimes it's a good thing. It's a very good thing that y'all ain't had no babies together. We could do another show one day, like, dang, I wish I would have had kids with them. But that's so personal. Wouldn't nobody chime in on that shit? Like, there's no way I'm going to sit up here and tell y'all who I wish I would have had kids with. They became so successful, and they were so good for me, and I just wasn't a good fit at the time or whatever, and I aborted his baby, and I should have had it. I've been thinking about it. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night on that Friday for another Daily Go Get Amazing show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all y'all. So we're going to get Blog Talk up out of here. Yeah.